The proliferation of mobile devices creates a platform for indie game developers to thrive. Individuals and small teams are now able to create games and put them, quite literally, in the palm of your hands. Bloomington resident Ian Sundstrom has been working on a game since March of last year, and it's being released today. WFIU's James Gray met with Sundstrom to learn the personal story behind the game's development.
Ian Sundstrom is a game designer, and he lives in Bloomington, Indiana. A few months ago, he received a phone call about his father.
Yeah, I was at work at the time and got a call from my brother that they found a tumor on his spine and that he was paralyzed from the waist down.
Ian drove back and forth between Bloomington and Fort Wayne to visit his dad. His father was in hospice care, and Ian knew it was important to be with him as much as possible. Ian says his dad was a big gamer.
Yeah, I've basically been playing games my entire life, all the way back when my dad used to boot up things on floppy disk on DOS.
Those old games were very pixelated.
Very few animations, a lot of text-based games. Those DOS games really aren't from my generation. It's because my dad was like showing them to me and booting them up.
Then in March, Ian's father passed.
He basically bled to death from bed sores that had developed from being restrained in the beds from paralysis. From what I understand, I think it was also a mix of his body not being able to heal itself.
Ian spent a couple of days in Fort Wayne and then headed back to Bloomington.
For most of that week, I felt very ill. I couldn't hold food down. My appetite was completely gone. And then one morning, coming Thursday, I woke up with an idea for Sature.
That's Sature, as in color saturation. It's a game for mobile devices, a strategy game based around mixing color.
The original idea was to very much imitate like the mixing of paint, which it's come a long way from there. Like the algorithms don't really match up with that exact experience.
Colorful hexagons go in white hexagon spaces, and they change the color of adjacent pieces. The goal is to change the color of your opponent's pieces so you have the most saturation and value in the end. It gets compared to chess a lot.
So I had the idea. I just started sketching furiously. I sat back and I had to make the decision, like, do I actually want to fire up my coding environment and type this thing out, or do I just want to leave it as another idea in my sketchbook? And I'm really glad that I decided to actually make a prototype from it. I sat down at my computer and just began typing code away and built a prototype in the following 3 days. Within 72 hours, I had a working prototype of Sature with most of the core mechanics, like not any polish, but the groundwork for the game. Had a lot of Gatorade and saltine crackers, and like I started eating again. And
immediately?
Yeah, like that day was the first day I ate.
He shows the game to his friend Drew.
At first, he was very skeptical of it and kind of confused because obviously a lot of learning elements weren't there in the clarity of the design. Also, just he does not come from a color background whatsoever. But for Drew, he was just like, oh, he had to like pull up a color wheel on the internet and like really sit there and scratch his head. We played for maybe 2 hours. And that's when I was really like, hey, I'm sitting on something good. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people go through it after someone passes away, but you like kind of re-look at everything and reapply yourself to stuff sometimes twice as hard. And I think I've been going through that. And Sature's kind of been this awesome feedback loop of like, hey, that's good. Like, keep going. And so...
So it taught you something.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, in the game credits, it's like it says in memoriam of my father. So it's very much like I think about him and think about just pursuing my life to its fullest and trying to make him proud or etc.
For WFIU, I'm James Gray.
That story was originally produced in August of 2014 during the Transom Traveling Workshop. The game Sature is being released today, March 18th, and Ian Sundstrom will be hosting a release party this Friday at the Rainbow Bakery. Listen again and read this story at wfiu.org/arts.